So I'm going to actually have Aaron, is Aaron here? Come up briefly and talk a little bit about one way that we can get involved as individuals and as a church through Choices Crisis Pregnancy Center, which is located in Easton and working to educate young women and to give them the assistance and the support that they need to bring their children into the world.
Opportunities to get involved, as we heard Lamar's plea, that each one of us needs to figure out how God is calling us to get involved in this crisis that we have before us. It may just be putting it to prayer, that God calls you to be a prayer warrior day in and day out for the women who are facing that choice. It could be that you are to be a prayer warrior for our pregnancy resource centers. It could be that you are to be a prayer warrior to shut down the ways that the enemy uses to bring forth the lies that we see day in and day out. It could be that you pray for men and women who hold to a pro-life stance, who believe in God's given right to life, that they would find their way into politics to be able to support life from that endeavor. It could be that God calls you to possibly get involved in a pregnancy resource center. Larry and I have very recently, over the past few months, felt like God has really called us to do that. And so we are trying to get more involved in Choices for Life, which is right in our back door, down in Easton. There are other ones. I know Dover has a pregnancy resource center, Bowie. So there are multiple around, but we have really been called to get involved down in Easton. And I met with the director down there this past week, Rachel, and she gave me all the stuff in the back table, and I'll be back there if you have any questions. There's a couple sign-up sheets, one to get their newsletter. They're going to try to go more of the computer generation and do it like an e-newsletter. And also there are some volunteer sign-up sheets. But here are some ways, and this list is on the back table as well, that she told me people are needed to get involved with Choices down in Easton. One is simply to volunteer, and this can be as much or as little as you desire. They need help with many things. They have one paid staff member, I believe, and that is the director. They have board members, and they have volunteers. They are really in need of help. It can be just going and giving 2 hours to organize their boutique, which is what they provide for the women in need of resources. Clothes, I spent a couple hours in there just sorting clothes. People bring stuff in, somebody needs to put it away, so just doing that. They need specific help, she told me, with publicity. The woman who was doing publicity for them has become ill, and they are in need of someone to help them with that, to take that on. I know that there are other just secretarial kind of things, administrative kind of things that they need, writing thank you notes, that sort of thing. So there's lots of opportunities. They also offer what they call heart-to-heart classes, and I believe they're on Tuesday evenings. Yep, it says right here, Tuesday evenings. They're looking to expand that. Choices is a very small office currently. That is in the works to be changed, but right now it's very small. And when they get all of the women and their children, and if they have a partner that comes with them, it's really packed. And so they're looking to expand that, but they need help with babysitting, coming down and just being there at that time. She also said that this year they're really looking to bring on board mentors. And I think it's something they've had in the past. Right now, she's basically the mentor to all women that come there. And you can imagine, I think currently they have like 15 clients, and that changes monthly as people graduate and new people come in. But one woman cannot possibly mentor all of these women with just incredible, incredible needs. So that is one of their main goals this year, is to bring mentors on board that will work with 1 to 2 to 3 women really intensely to help them through their pregnancy and into their first year and possibly beyond as they choose life and seek to bring a child into this world. And it would help them immensely. And I know one of their concerns has been that they have women that come back, repeat customers. And not that they don't want to help them, but they would like for Jesus to transform their lives in such a way that that would not happen again. That when they have another child, that it is in a stable kind of situation where they don't have to rely on a place like Choices. So I kind of see that mentoring role as an opportunity to really share Jesus with them and walk with them side by side in a more of a discipling kind of way, in hopes that God's full plan for their life would be unfolded. I'll stop there. So mentors, they're really looking for that. They're looking for someone that they call a bridge person that will work as a liaison between Choices and the community. Larry's going to talk briefly about some very exciting changes that Choices is facing, and they really need more of a relationship with the community in order to achieve that goal. Of course, they need money. There's no getting around it. They are a nonprofit organization. They need money. They need monthly donors, one-time donors. They need stuff. If you have extra kids' stuff, they need it. Diapers, baby wash, all the essentials, they need it. That's one great way to get involved. Like I said, on the back table, there will be a couple of sign-up sheets. If you feel like you want to get more involved by volunteering, there's a place to sign up. And also, if you just want to be posted on what Choices is up to, there's the mailing list back there as well. I'll be back there if you have specific questions. Please feel free to ask me. A few quick things here. Some fundraising opportunities that are coming up that I just want to tell you about. As we all prepare for the great event every year called the Super Bowl here in a couple weeks, and I know some of us might be mourning that day because the Ravens are not there, but I'm sure we'll all be watching it nonetheless. They are having the night before, Saturday, February 6th, from 5 to 7, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Easton, a chili dinner. But you can also take chili out. So for your Super Bowl parties, you can come with lots of chili in hand, and you will be supporting a phenomenal organization. So I have a flyer back there if you were interested in that. So that's coming up in February. They do an annual golf tournament in May or June. A date has not been set with that yet. September is the Walk for Life, and our church really showed up. I mean, it was awesome. We probably were more than 50% of the people that were there, if not like 75%. It was awesome. That's a huge fundraiser for them, too. I mean, it's great to be there and show support. But it's also used as a fundraiser. So that comes up in September. And then in November is probably their largest fundraiser, which is their banquet and silent auction. Larry and I were able to go this year for the first time, and it was really a wonderful, wonderful evening. They had a phenomenal speaker. This year they're hoping to have a man by the name of Tom Lesner, I think, from NIFLA. Larry might mention him a little bit. We heard him at Pastor's Luncheon this past year, and he is phenomenal. They also do a silent auction then, and it's just a really wonderful night. I would recommend that you put it in your budget as a date night later in the year, or just a night to go out and have a good time in November. I think the tickets last year were like $35 a piece. So I know for some of us that takes some budgeting. So keep that in mind for November, their banquet. And then on the back table, I will have some little baby bottles. We all collect change. sitting around our house in our purses and our cars, that's a great way to donate, is just to collect your change. So I have a few of those. If I run out, I will get you some more. So take a baby bottle with you today if you're interested. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Alrighty. So lots of ways to get involved. And we went to, as Aaron said, we went to the pastor's luncheon. Pastor Don was there as well, and Laura as well. And it was really good to have a fellow by the name of Tom Glessner, and he's a lawyer, and he founded an organization called the National Institute of Family and Life Advocates. And basically, their organization exists to support crisis pregnancy centers and to get, you know, information out there to young women in crisis pregnancies, or, you know, or at risk of crisis pregnancies, to get them the information so that they can make wise choices and avoid a multitude of pain. So basically, he talked a little bit about a huge push is to get transform crisis pregnancy centers into actually medical centers, medical clinics, staffed by doctors and nurses, and equipped with ultrasound technology, so that when young women come in totally confused and dazed and, you know, panicky about a pregnancy that has, you know, they're involved with, they'll be able to talk with medical staff, doctors and nurses, possibly even counselors, to actually do an ultrasound to see the baby inside them. And you guys saw the pictures. They're amazing. Statistics showed that greater than 90% of women who see their baby on an ultrasound bond with their baby, and they will not get an abortion. It's powerful technology. The technology actually changed Bernard Nathanson. Does anybody know who that is? He's a doctor, obstetrician, gynecologist, very influential in getting Roe versus Wade passed. One of the co-founders of NARAL, National Abortion Rights Action League, an atheist, and ultrasound technology came in 76. He became really involved in the study and the burgeoning science of fetology, and became totally pro-life because of that technology. So that's something that Aaron and I have joined a committee that was formed to explore the possibility of doing that transformation from a medical help center, which it is now, to an actual abortion, a medical clinic with ultrasound and everything. So that's a very expensive process, very expensive, but very worth it. And so basically, some costs that we know about right now are $9,000 for a program where they actually have mentors come in who have done this transition, nurse managers to train your nurse manager and other nurses in ultrasound technology, training that they go to, training for the director of the clinic, and just making sure that they're compliant with all of the requirements of the government for, you know, as a medical clinic, that they're, you know, up to code and all of that, policies and procedures, just a huge amount that's involved in it. There's a $9,000 cost that's coming just to start the process with that, and then the ultrasound machines, paying doctors and nurses, that kind of stuff, as well as the ongoing costs that they're already involved with the programs that are going on. So they could really need ongoing, you know, support financially just to help with that process. And it's a powerful thing. It will be well worth it. So that's just something to think about and pray hard about. I spoke with the guy that's involved, that's the head of the program over at NIFLA. And he said that the number one, I asked him, you know, do some places, have they gone through the whole process, gotten the ultrasound machine, and then have difficulty making it on an ongoing basis with the cost and everything? and just keeping the clinic going. And he was very honest, and he said, absolutely, yes. And I asked him why. He said the number one reason is that they don't have an understanding of the spiritual warfare aspect that's involved with converting from just the health clinic to a medical clinic, because of the power that is involved in changing women's lives. Spiritual warfare will come fast and furious, and oftentimes the problems end up becoming interpersonal problems and things like that with the leadership and the staff and everything, because they don't have an understanding of the spiritual nature of what's going on. And that's a huge part of the training that they provide too, that $9,000 covers, is given that training and helping them to be aware and alert, putting on the full armor of God, and being ready to stand against the fury. So pray hard. That's huge. And I think we'll leave it at that. I just want to let everybody know, if anybody wants prayer or anything regarding anything that we spoke to today, we will be here after the service, and we'd be happy to talk with you and pray with you. So let's go ahead and close in prayer. Lord, I do thank you and praise you for this day, and just as heart-wrenching as it is, as difficult as it is to talk about, as controversial as it is in our culture, Lord God, I just thank you for the opportunity that we can come and get into your word, Lord God, and find hope and healing in seemingly hopeless situations. Lord, we thank you that you love us, that you care for us, that you created us in your image, Lord God, and that your desire for us is hope and healing, Lord God, and great plans for the future, Lord God, to be used in powerful ways for your honor and your glory, to advance your kingdom, Lord. I pray that you would go before us. Pray that you would bring hope and healing to anybody that's here, men or women who have been affected by this, Lord God, that need your healing. I pray that they would seek you and find it, Lord God. And for the millions of women out in the world, Lord God, who are going through this, Lord, we just pray that you would be with them, Lord God, that you would draw them to yourself, Lord, that you would bring the truth, Lord God, to them in the pits of their despair, Lord. And we pray for your protection on any pregnant women who are out there, Lord God, contemplating abortion, any mothers, Lord God. We pray for your protection on them and on their little children in their wombs, Lord God. We pray that you would just put a hedge that would not even allow them to enter, Lord God, any abortion facility, or any Planned Parenthood facility, Lord God, that you would hedge them out as you hedged Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden after the fall, as you hedged Balaam, Lord God, and the donkey from being able to proceed, Lord God, with your mighty angels. We pray that you would hedge around these women and their children, Lord God, that they would not even be able to come into the sphere of influence, Lord God, of the abortion industry, Lord God. And we just come against that industry right now, Lord God, and just pray that your light of truth would shine on it, Lord, that you would crush it and destroy it, and that you would bring hope and healing through your truth, Lord. We just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.